Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720. Do you have a favorite road trip movie? It's a fun genre. It's a genre that's been around for a very, very long time, and there are lots of different movies that fall into that category. And I bring this up because our good friend Colin Suter, he posted a list of his favorite road trip movies. He is going on a road trip. He and his girlfriend are going on a road trip in a couple of weeks. They're driving down to New Orleans. At least that's one of their stops. They're probably going to stop, other places, I would imagine. Big ball of twine, that kind of stuff. The scariest haunted house ever if they could go to Florida. Those kind of things. I will say this, though, and I hope Colin and his girlfriend don't have a fear of bridges. Because you're going to spend a few hours driving on a very, very, very long bridge with a lot of nothing but water below you in order to get to New Orleans. Let me just tell you that. So if you're uncomfortable with that, it's a little creepy. It's a little creepy. Esmeralda, I know you kind of you freak out about that, right?
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah, no, it's just like forever. You're on this bridge and you're like, man, what's going on? And there's nothing but water, like everyone underneath you, and it's a very, very long stretch of the drive that you can feel a little bit uneasy about. So, all right, road trip movies. So the first one that pops into my head whenever we talk about road trip movies, whenever I think about road trip movies, is Lost in America, which is my favorite road trip movie of all time. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, but it's also a tremendous road trip movie. Here's what they say about it, and this is the road trip movies that they put a list together for, planningfunroadtrips.com. So if you're planning a road trip, you can go to planningfunroadtrips.com and get some suggestions, and they have some suggestions about some great road trip movies. And I got to say, Lost in America is just, in general, one of my favorite movies of all time, one of the funniest movies ever made. Here's what they say. Albert Brooks' salute to 80s yuppiedom set on a road trip across the U.S. hilariously captures the fantasies of dropping out of society and rambling around in a motorhome. The dream is to find themselves while they, quote-unquote, touch Indians, see mountains and the prairies and all the whole rest of that song. not to mention a unique fantasy at all, but one that many have had and they've dreamt of the open road. Watching this corporate couple's precipitous deadline as they gamble away their money in Vegas. Now, not they, just she. by breaking the nest egg, and the nest egg rant is a classic, and ending up scrambling for minimum wage jobs in a podunk town just to keep afloat. It is a very highly entertaining movie. What makes it great is that their whole new conception of the world. That is truly what makes this a great road trip movie. Yeah, that's the first one pops into my head every single time the subject of road trip movies comes up. Lost in America. I screened that one earlier this year at my film club, and to a resounding response. There were a lot of people in the theater who had never seen it before. And, you know, it's funny, Dan, you know, I talk to Steve Cochran. I get to appear on his show every Thursday morning, which I will be doing in a few hours' time. Cochran has never come to one of my film clubs. And when I told him that I was doing a screening of Lost in America, he went nuts. He was like, "Oh my god!" Because it's one of Cochran's favorite movies of all time. We have this ridiculous thing in common where we think that this is like one of the greatest comedies ever. It's not ridiculous because we both feel very, very, very passionately and very, very strongly about Lost in America. And when I was like, "Yeah, I'm showing Lost in America," he went, "What? Oh man, I'm coming." And then we found out that he was out of town the week that I showed it. The one time that he was actually shown up at one of my film club events and he was out of town. He was so angry that he had to miss it. He was so angry. So, and then I can't remember where he went. I'm trying to remember where he was.
Florida.
He was Florida. He said, because when I'm in Florida, at the same time that you guys are watching the movie, I'm going to watch it in my hotel room. Just so I feel like I'm there. So, Yeah, a great road trip movie. Also, one of the funniest movies ever made. If you've never seen Lost in America, Albert Brooks' genius comedy, you should check it out. It's also one of the best road movies ever made. All right, here's Ike in Country Club Hills. Hey, Ike.
Hey, Nick. How's it going, man?
Good.
Yeah, my favorite road movie of all time. This one is very special to me, especially with the soundtrack. Something Wild.
Yeah, Something Wild is a great movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a great movie. One of Jonathan Demme's best films, in fact. So yeah,
Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta. That's where the guy started. That was his first movie.
Ray Liotta's first movie, and he's terrifying in it. All right, Ike, take care, buddy.
No problem.
Something Wild. That's a great, great movie. That's on Colin's list. That's on Colin's list, and of course it deserves to be on that list. A terrific movie. It's the scariest Ray Liotta performance, except for the new Chantix commercials. Dan, have you seen?
Not. I've heard about him, but I have not seen him.
Ray Liotta is on these Chantix commercials. Chantix is a drug that you take in order to quit smoking. And I don't know what's going on there. I really don't. I don't know if you've seen these. If you've seen these Chantix commercials. I don't know what's happening with Ray Liotta, but if his behavior in those commercials is any indication of the side effects of Chantix, I wouldn't take Chantix because he just doesn't seem all there. I don't know what's happening. It's Ray Liotta's played a lot of villains and creepy dudes and. Something Wild kicks off his career. He's playing one of the scariest guys ever. But this is right up there as far as creepy stuff goes. I don't know. So if you've not seen the Chantix commercials, prepare yourself because they're a little scary. All right. Colin also put together, he didn't put these in any specific order as far as road trip movies go, but he put down Fandango. And Fandango is... a really, 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 really great movie about a bunch of guys. It takes place in late 60s, and it's about a bunch of guys who are graduating college, and two of them are getting drafted to go off to Vietnam. So they do one last, what they call Fandango, one last road trip, and they're going to dig up Dom. And so these guys, just graduating college and two of them going off to Vietnam, travel down. They're going to drive down to Mexico. It's Kevin Costner's first movie, directed by Kevin Reynolds, who would go on to direct Waterworld. And it's a really, really great, great movie. It's a fun road movie, and also one of my top five. I have this list of guy movies that I think are essential for viewing if you're a guy. You need to see these five movies, and Fandango's on that list. They're the best sort of representation about guy behavior and guy friends and coming of age, just in the point of view of a guy. So my top five guy movies: Fandango's, and they're no in particular order. Fandango is in there. Breaking Away, Hanging with the Homeboys, which is a terrible. Admittedly, a terrible title for a movie, but a really, really great movie. Diner and Beautiful Girls. So, Dan, as a guy, how many of those have you seen? Beautiful Girls? It's Matt Dillon and Timothy. Timothy Hutton.
I don't know if I've seen any of them.
Really? Breaking Away, the bike movie, starring Mary Vandeveld's cousin?
Right. No, I have not seen all of that.
Nobody saw Hanging with the Homeboys. Right. That's the only one that I expect people to go, what? Because it's such a terrible title.
Right.
And I remember when it came out, nobody went to see it. Came out in the fall of 1991. Nobody went to see it, and it's specifically because the title is ridiculous. And I remember the poster. The poster was terrible, too. I don't know who the hell... it was New Line Cinema that put that movie out, and they did such a botched-up job, releasing it and advertising it. I mean, and titling it. Maybe that was the director's fault, or maybe they made him change the title. I don't know. But Hanging with the Homeboys. Mario Joyner is in it. Mario Joyner's in it. John Leguizamo, an early John Leguizamo movie, and it's about these guys. Dougie Fresh is in it, And it's about these four guys in Brooklyn, and they just go out on a Friday night, and that's it. And lots of great stuff happens, and lots of, you know, changes, and it's about how these guys interact with each other. And it's a really, really wonderful, a great, great movie. But the poster, Dan, on top of the stupid title, the poster was them, like, standing on the stoop, right? Do you have it up?
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you were looking at it. So it's a poster of them standing on the stoop of, like, a graffiti building in New York, and it just says, "It's Friday night. Are you out?" Or something to that effect. "Hey, it's Friday night. Are you there? Are you out?" That was sort of the catchphrase. And I'm like, what the hell is it? And I remember before the movie came out, and I saw that, I was like, what is this, hanging with the homeboys? And then it turns out to be a really wonderful movie. But, Esmeralda, have you seen any of my top five guy movies?
I may have seen Beautiful Girls.
Beautiful Girls, Matt Dillon and Timothy Hutton and Michael Rapaport. God, who else is in that movie? Everybody's in that movie. Natalie Portman. That was Portman, the big movie for the Portman. That was a great, and David Arquette's in it. It's got a small role as Timothy Hutton's younger brother. God, who am I missing? I said Matt Dillon, Timothy Hutton, Michael Rapaport, Max. What's his name?
Uma Thurman in it.
Uma Thurman is in it. Mira Sorvino, Rosie O'Donnell, Lauren Holly, and Noah Emmerich is in it from the Americans. Really great movie. Yeah, Beautiful Girls, Breaking Away, Diner, Hanging with the Homeboys, Fandango. That's my top five guy list. So rent them now. All right, road trip movies is what we're talking about. We got on that guy movie thing because Fandango is also a great road trip movie. And we want to hear from you. What are your favorite road trip movies? 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here till 5 o'clock. And we are 18 floors above beautiful downtown Chicago. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about your favorite road trip movies. And we would love to hear from you. Talk or text at 312-981-7200. Skip Skipley is on the way, the greatest game show host of all time, to guide us through another competition of For the Record. And, so let's get back to it. Here is Trucker Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, mate, Nick?
All right.
When you mentioned road trip movies, two of them popped into my head of stuff I've wanted to do. Was Two-Lane Blacktop. Always wanted to just bum around in a hot rod.
Yeah.
You know, and Easy Rider.
Yep.
And about 10 years ago, I kind of had that, where I took 2 weeks and just rode out to the East Coast, threw, you know, bags on the bike and a small tent, rode around, and always had that fear of the ending, you know, getting down south.
Yeah, you don't want to get shot. You don't want to get shot by a redneck. That wouldn't be a good thing.
Yeah.
It would go away and end the...
Yeah. So I made sure my hair was short when I went down there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Just camping out in a tent, you know, in campgrounds and stuff, just kind of like that, just seeing the sights and, you know, that's a bad bump on 80-94 over here.
Jeez, well, be careful, Rich, geez.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, it'll put your head in the rough. But, just like that Easy Rider, if you've never really ridden on a motorcycle out in the country and stuff, I mean, it's just like you smell everything around you, fresh cut grass, leaves, you know, trees and stuff.
Yeah.
It's was just relaxing for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then come back and be a professional tourist in a semi. You know?
Yeah, so. Exactly. All right, Rich, thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right, be careful. Watch out for those bumps, man. Jeez. it's funny that, you know, Easy Rider gets mentioned because it's mentioned several times in Lost in America. It's the inspiration for Albert Brooks's character to do this was Easy Rider. Mark the Breadman sends in a text. He says, "My favorite road trip movie would be Shiny and Chrome." I know what you're talking about, Mark. Of course, I mean Mad Max Fury Road. That is a road trip movie. It certainly is. Quite a trip too. 847 area code says, "I love Sideways. I've seen it 3 or 4 times, and I laugh out loud every time. That's one of my favorite movies of all time." Sideways is absolutely one of my favorite movies ever of all time. And I've said this before, the character of Miles, the part that Paul Giamatti plays, is the character of any movie I've ever seen. It's the character that I most identify with. like truly most identify with. 815 area code says Thelma and Louise, a great road movie. Great road movie. Tremendous. My only issue with that movie, and I have two issues with the movie. One, I don't like at the end when they go off the cliff. I like that part, but I don't like that it suddenly goes to, it cuts to, you know, like bright white, and then they show a montage of lovely little memories. And the studio made Ridley Scott change the original ending. The original ending was they jumped off the cliff, they went off the cliff, and it cut to black. But people were like, no, because they didn't want to, you know, confront the fact that indeed at the end of the movie, these two women die. They think they drive off a cliff to their death. So the studio said, well, you got to kind of make it happier. And at first, they didn't want them killed off. And Ridley Scott was like, what are you, insane? So then he was like, I'll compromise it. I'll make it kind of, you know, more bearable by cutting to white and then having their little pictures shown so that everybody remembers Thelma and Louise as alive and happy on their road trip. So I didn't like that. And I love Thelma and Louise. And by the way, Stephen Tobolowsky, outstanding in it. But the other part that I can't stand about it, that I just can't get past, and I know it's necessary for the plot to continue, I don't care how good-looking Brad Pitt is, and he's gorgeous in Thelma and Louise. Incredible. I don't care how charming or how good-looking Brad Pitt is. Thelma would not sleep with him merely hours after being sexually assaulted. Would not happen. Would not happen. I don't care how good-looking he is. And I know that she has to sleep with him because he's got to take the money. And it's a road movie. The money has to go away at some point. You know what I mean? That's part of the road trip movie, you know, cliche. Something's got to happen. There have to be barriers that are put up during their trip. And I know that in order for that to happen, she's got to like let him into the hotel room and they get a little intimate and then he takes off with the money. I know that has to happen, but no. And I don't care how good looking he is. She was just incredibly, she was sexually assaulted mere hours earlier. And no. And I never bought it, and I still don't buy it. It's the only thing in the movie that makes me crazy. Everything else I love. It is a really good movie. Chris in Elk Grove Village says, the movie Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis is a great recent road trip. God, I hate that movie. It's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's essentially Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is a great road movie. Great road trip movie. But now, Chris, oh, God, Due Date. Ugh. From the director of the Hangover trilogy. If that doesn't send chills down your spine, you know, when they advertise a movie from the director of the Hangover trilogy, if that's not, like, enough for you not to go see it, I don't know what is. Tim would like to throw in Dumb and Dumber, a fantastic movie and a great road trip movie. I agree. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's a fun genre. We'll go down Colin's list because Colin Suter put his list of favorite road trip movies together because, indeed, he's going on a road trip in a couple of weeks. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, and we want to hear from you, too. 312-981-7200. News is next. Welcome back, everybody. Arlene in Plainfield for Triple Play Thursday. Triple Play Thursday, one of our three songs. And that's her request, Louis Armstrong with Kiss to Dream. So there you go. Hey, welcome back, everybody. The submarine has been sighted near the 303 here, and we're ready to welcome Skip Skipley back. Esmeralda's back from her trip. Voice is all rested, right, Esmeralda? You're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be singing, and we'll be answering music trivia questions while playing another round of For the Record. So that's all coming up. Right now we're talking about road trip movies. Esmeralda, do you have any road trip movies that you like?
I can't really think of any. I only think of family.
Vacation.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the greatest road trip movies of all time. Now, you've seen the original Vacation, right? Or just European Vacation?
No, just the Vegas.
Oh, that's right. You've only seen Vegas Vacation.
I've seen bits and pieces of European, but I've seen the entirety of Vegas Vacation.
That's so funny. I love that this fact about you, Esmeralda, that somehow some of the original movies you don't see, but you've seen some.
Because nobody shows them.
Yeah.
They'll show the third one, though.
Yeah. Well, I screened Vacation, but you had to work, so you
right.
take the night off. And I screened Christmas. I screened two of them last year. I screened the summer. I screened Vacation, and then for Christmas, I screened Christmas Vacation, which is you've not seen that one either.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah, because that one's on. You can see that one during the holiday season. That one gets shown a lot. Vegas Vacation.
Mr. Papadopoulos or whatever.
I don't even remember.
He fakes. They think he's some other guy. And then they drive off in cars that he won.
I don't even I swear
the
to
kid
you.
Kid apparently is really good at gambling.
I have no memory of that movie. I saw it. And then they did a Vacation movie without where the lead was Randy Quaid. Where cousin Eddie was the lead.
And you would think that would be good.
And it was straight to video. It went straight to video.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they keep Chevy Chase has really bad luck in the casinos. So then Cousin Eddie takes him to the other side of Vegas.
Oh, now the seedier side of Vegas?
Yeah, well, they're just playing like really sad games. Like they're just playing rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, geez.
For money.
Wow. All right.
Kind of
why don't I not? I do not remember any of that.
And I think he still did terrible.
All right. Well, yeah, National Lampoon's Vacation. Well, at least the original one is a great one. And so is Christmas Vacation. European Vacation is awful. Awful. And evidently, I don't remember anything about Vegas Vacation. Here are some more. Let me get Rich on here real quick. Hey, Rich.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Hi.
How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I thought of two. I wouldn't say this first one's going to be in any, like, great list of road movies, but it literally, I guess, would be called a road movie. I might need a little help with like the specifics of the actors and stuff, but I'm assuming you know it. It was, I think, made in 75 called Race with the Devil.
Race with the Devil. If you remember, I don't know if you remember Esmeralda, but we had a long conversation about Race with the Devil last week.
Yeah.
Race with the Devil, Warren Oates, Peter Fonda, Loretta Swit. Yeah. They're two couples that go on a trip with their motorcycles and their Winnebago, and they witness a virgin sacrifice, and then a bunch of Satanists chase them for the rest of the movie. And yeah, Rich, that's a fantastic.
Yeah,
movie.
it's a cult classic.
Oh, it's a classic. Yeah,
was it one of our prizes?
Oh yeah,
you got a ride Winnebago?
With Zombie Warren Oates. Because remember, we made a mistake because you said Zombie, what was it, Zombie Peter? I said Zombie Peter. Who said Zombie Peter Fonda? Esmeralda? Oh, I did.
Yeah, you always go Zombie.
Because he was alive. Peter Fonda's alive. So it was living Peter Fonda and Zombie Warren Oates. We're going to give Esmeralda a ride back in the Winnebago. So, yeah. No, that's a great movie, Rich. One of my favorites of the 70s, really.
And the other one, which is totally a real movie and a really good one, is The Hitcher.
Well, you like the dark ones, huh, Rich?
Those are the ones that always popped into my... Well, a lot of the other ones were taken already, but
yeah,
The Hitcher...
Yeah. No, The Hitcher... Hitcher is one of the best. I mean, it's unbelievable. We were talking about the genius of Rutger Hauer last night, about how great that guy is.
Well, did you like the remake with Sean Bean?
No,
you didn't.
No.
I didn't mind that one either.
Oh,
it was different, but
yeah.
I like them both.
Okay.
The original one, fantastic.
Yes, it's one of the best. All right, Rich, thanks.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Rich went down the dark road there. Race with the Devil and The Hitcher were his choices. No, I hated the remake of The Hitcher. That's one of those movies, you don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't you dare. All right, let's talk a little bit about Colin's list here. He's got Fandango. He's got Lost in America, Something Wild. Away We Go with John Krasinski and Maya Rudolph. Sam Mendes directed it. Dave Eggers and his wife wrote it. A wonderful movie. I don't know if Dan, have you ever seen Away We Go?
No, I haven't.
It's so good. Esmeralda, have you seen Away We Go?
I have seen it, yeah.
Oh, God, I love that movie. And you know who's great in it? Everybody? Everybody's great in it. Everybody. But Allison Janney is amazing. Allison Janney is so fantastic in that movie. I love that movie. It makes me cry every time I watch it. And the soundtrack is unbelievable. It Happened One Night. Classic. The Sure Thing. There's a road movie for you right there. Cusack and Daphne Zuniga. On the Road. Sideways was mentioned. Plane, Trains, and Automobiles was mentioned. The Straight Story, the David Lynch G-rated movie about the Richard Farnsworth as the old man who wants to see his brother and can't drive, so he rides his lawnmower across country, based on a true story. The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, fantastic movie. About Schmidt. Oh, yeah, another Alexander Payne road movie, like to go along with Sideways. Alexander Payne, that's about Schmidt, Jack Nicholson. It's a great movie. Almost Famous, another great road movie. How about this one? Here's the ultimate. Dan, Esmeralda, you ready? The ultimate road trip movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It's classic, man. One of the greatest movies of all time. Large Marge. How can you... Large Marge. How do you not love Large Marge? You know, there are people who are genuinely terrified by that scene. Like, you know what I mean?
I was.
Oh, well, you were a kid, right? Because that movie came out in 1985. Young. Esmeralda, did you see it when you were a kid?
No, I saw it as an adult.
Oh, okay, so Large Marge didn't freak you out. Because Large Marge... So it freaked you out, Dan? Large Marge?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. God, that was a good movie. Here's a great one, Little Miss Sunshine. That was a terrific movie, man. And Steve Carell. By the way, Steve Carell, the second trailer for Zemeckis' new movie. You know my main man, Robert Zemeckis. I happen to be... Dan, did you know that I've been doing a Zemeckis Fest? I don't know if you knew this or not.
No.
Yes. I've been doing a summer-long Zemeckis Fest, where at my film club each month, I've been featuring a different Robert Zemeckis motion picture. Hey, the next one is going to be on August 7th, and it's Robert Zemeckis' first movie called I Want to Hold Your Hand, which is this wonderful, joyous comedy about a bunch of teenagers who are desperately trying to get to see the Beatles by breaking into their hotel and trying to see them during the first visit that they made to the Ed Sullivan Show. Really funny movie, great cast. It's Robert Zemeckis at his best. Just a lovely, lovely movie. And that's the one I'm showing, and it's very rarely shown. We were surprised that we could get it, and we're thrilled about it. 4K digitally remastered on the big screen. I know a lot of people have never seen this movie, but trust me, if you like Robert Zemeckis, if you like having fun, if you like the Beatles, you need to see this movie. It is a great, 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 wonderful movie. And I'm showing it at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont, on Tuesday, August 7th, and it'll be at 8 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, you can come in, have some dinner, and at 8 o'clock, I'll introduce the movie. We'll watch I Want to Hold Your Hand on the big screen together, and we'll laugh and have a great time, and then I'll talk about it afterwards. We'll do a little Q&A, and I'll give you some trivia about the movie. We've been enjoying Robert Zemeckis movies all summer. In May, we did Used Cars. In June, we did Back to the Future. Just past a couple of weeks ago in July, we did The Great Forrest Gump. Now we're doing I Want to Hold Your Hand, and that's on August 7th. It's only $10 to get in, and parking is free. $10 to get in, parking is free. And this movie doesn't get screened very often, so we're very excited to have it. And it's, you know, in celebrating Robert Zemeckis, I think it's really awesome that we're actually showing his very first movie as a director. So I'm very, very excited about that. But anyway, get your tickets now. Go to amctheaters.com and order your tickets now. Reserve your seats. They'll be waiting for you on August 7th for I Want to Hold Your Hand, amctheaters.com. But anyway, the reason I bring up Steve Carell, Dan, the new trailer for Zemeckis' movie, he's got two. Now there's been a second trailer. It's called Welcome to Marwen.
Mm.
And it's Steve Carell is in it. It looks phenomenal. I mean, it looks so, so, so good. And it comes out at Christmas. So we get another Christmas gift from the great Robert Zemeckis this December. Welcome to Marwen. If you've not seen the trailer for it, there's two of them out there. Both of them are great. And I got a feeling, Dan. I got a real strong feeling about this movie. I got a very, very strong feeling that this is going to be a real special one. I think it's going to be one of the best movies of the year. Now, I'm not just saying that because I think Robert Zemeckis is one of the greatest filmmakers alive, but just judging by the trailer and how it looks, I also think it's going to be a front runner for the Academy Awards. I think we're going to be hearing a lot about this movie. I think Carell's going to get nominated. Leslie Mann is in it. I just think it looks incredible. So that's Welcome to Marwen. It's Robert Zemeckis' new movie. The trailers are online. You should check them out. And I'm telling you, this is going to be Oscar-bound. I really feel that way. So, all right, let's take a break. And then we got to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up Colin Suter's favorite road trip movies. And we want to hear from you, too, 312-981-7200. Hey, how about that? That's my dad's request. Yeah, man, yeah! Triple Play Thursday, my dad requesting some Tom Petty. There you go, Dad. There's Learning to Fly. We've got two more Tom Petty songs coming up. My dad contributing to Triple Play Thursday. You can hear him tell a joke every Monday right here on this program. All right, we're talking about great road trip movies inspired by Colin Suter, our good buddy, his list, because he's going on a road trip in a little bit. Let's get to the phones. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
Yeah. First of all, let me say, as a kid, I used to enjoy the Bob Hope, Bing Crosby road movies.
Yeah, yeah. Those are classic. Those are classic.
Oh, yeah. Mitch got to my favorite, The Hitcher, but I got a couple more for you.
All right.
Two for the Road with Audrey Hepburn and Albert Finney.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, Nicholas Ray. Stanley Donen.
Stanley Donen.
Nicholas Ray, I think, edited it. Yeah. And then I got Midnight Express. That's a great one with Grodin and
Niro. That's Midnight Run.
Midnight Run, right, exactly.
Midnight Express is a completely different movie.
Exactly. That's more of a stasis type movie.
That's a Turkish prison movie. So
right. And I got, Vanishing Point, of course.
Great movie. Yeah.
Yeah. A short movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's by the Edgertons. I think I got the title. It's Spire. It's a short by Joel Edgerton. And I don't know if you've
ever seen it. Yeah.
Okay. It's a short road movie.
It is.
But interesting nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are great ones. All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, Nick. Take care.
Midnight Run, as you know, Dan. My number one remote dropper.
Yes.
You have a list of movies, and I'm sure everybody does, that we call them remote droppers. That if you're flipping around, you're not watching anything particular on TV, you're looking for something, you flip around, and when this movie pops up, you drop the remote, you watch the rest of it no matter what. And number one on my list is Midnight Run. I watch it every single time it's on cable. Every single time. You know what's another one up there? 48 Hours. Very high on my remote dropper list. Do you have one?
Burnt with Bradley Cooper.
I love that, man. All right.
I do, too.
Let's see. Glenn on WGN. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
All right.
Number one, you know you're getting old when you can use dilly-dally in a sentence.
That's right. That's right. That's it. Twin Garden Farms, man. Yeah.
Duel. You like driving through the Rockies by yourself, followed by a crazed truck driver.
Yep, a great movie. That's actually one of my favorite Spielberg movies. I love that movie.
Yeah, I've only seen it once, a long time ago. It's a good movie, still the original. Of course, any of the Cheech and Chong movies.
Up in Smoke is a road movie.
Yeah. And of course, we mentioned Hope and Crosby.
Right. Those are classics.
Except for the last one.
Yeah.
That kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so.
All right. Cool. Okay. Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome. Have a nice weekend.
Okay. Take care. All right. Here we got some more texts here. 815 area code says, My Own Private Idaho. Fantastic movie. That, again, was the year of Keanu, Dan, as you remember. 1991 always goes down in history as the year of Keanu.
Yep.
Because it was.
That's how the history books
play. That's exactly right. Bill and Ted, Bogus Journey, My Own Private Idaho, Point Break. That's the year of Keanu. I personally think every year is the year of Keanu. Peter in Decatur says, there are so many that I like, but two offhand are Smoke Signals and A Straight Story, both great. 847 area code Coupe de Ville. Van in Hyde Park, number one Sideways, number two No Country for Old Men. Oh, yeah, No Country for Old Men was a road movie, wasn't it? Yeah, I didn't like that movie. 815, A Perfect World. Costner and Clint are outstanding. It's often forgotten. It's a gem. Yeah, Perfect World is a great movie. A really, really great movie. Right after Clint's, it was Clint's follow-up to Unforgiven. Not that many people saw it, but it's a great film. High Road to China with Tom Selleck has been brought up from the 219 area code. 847 area code, it's a mad, 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 mad world. Classic. 847 says, The Long, Long Trailer with Lucy and Desi. It's one of my parents' favorite movies. They love that movie. My parents love The Long, Long Trailer. They're always asking me to show it at one of my film clubs, but it's not available in that format. 608 area code, the Cannonball Run movies. Come on. Come on now. The movie Dutch with Ed O'Neill is a hilarious road trip movie. 630 area code. 815 area code says Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Clint Eastwood. Jeff Bridges got nominated for an Academy Award for that movie. It's a great heist movie, too. Bit of a road movie, but it's also a heist movie. 708, The Blues Brothers, of course. Smokey and the Bandit, please. Around the World in 80 Days. 847, Lord of the Rings. Yeah. That's a road movie. I didn't even think that didn't even come into my brain. And then Len says Nebraska. Okay, so does Alexander Payne just make nothing but road movies? I'm just thinking about this now. Nebraska, About Schmidt, Sideways. No, he doesn't only, but he's made three great ones. So, all right, we got a break. I believe Skip Skipley has arrived. I see the penguins and the pigeons and cats and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to take a break for the news, and then Skip Skipley will be here, and we'll play a round of For the Record.